Station 5. Many people had strong views about the food served in the camp. Some migrants were grateful and relieved simply to have regular meals, and the food was never an issue for them, as one recalls. Bongilla was like a real heaven for us, and we stayed 9 months there. I didn't have to cook, so that was good. And the food was always the same, but that didn't matter to us, and it was plentiful after the refugee camp in Italy. We really liked it. Many migrants who were children when they stayed at the camp recall the lifestyle as being like that of a holiday camp. They had fresh milk and fresh fruit for the first time and never went hungry.
Was milk for the kids, that one was terrific. Mashed potatoes, and then one day we went there, one fellow said, come on, sausages. We went there, you see the big sausages. Beautiful.
However, for a lot of the adults, the unfamiliar diet wasn't easy to get used to.
The first night when they called us to go there in canteen, I saw all these barmaries full of food. But as soon as I had the look, were different food. You know, now I eat anything, but those years, we had different food in Greece, and that was all different to me, and I didn't like it. I was looking at them, and I was feeling like to spew.
Staff working in the canteen sometimes reacted strongly to complaints. Are you the bloke not satisfied with our meals? Go back to Germany where people are starving. No one wants you here. The gate is wide open. Gradually it became possible to group people in blocks by nationality. A fellow homelander was hired to cook specific national dishes. This quelled a lot of the complaints, but even up until 1970, many people weren't satisfied.